Hello there, welcome to another edition. Hopefully that's still running in the background. Gotta find my Uber app here. They're arriving in 1 minute. It must be them. This Uber guy, this Uber person is gonna be on this podcast. Be on this podcast. So we'll see. We'll see. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Is that all right if I hang this here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Dino, oh, my. How's everyone treating you today?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I found this new app called Anchor.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Do you know what, podcasting is, right?
Yeah.
So, have you ever had your own podcast?
No.
Have you ever wanted to have your own podcast?
So what's that about?
Well, like a podcast is something that someone does. You might have one that's about comic books. You might have a podcast about... You know, it's kind of like having your own radio station, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah.
They interview people, things like that. And so it's always been kind of like this curiosity to me. About going about doing something like that. Well, there's this app called Anchor, and you could just record right into it, and then it saves it. You know, you could put the title of it, and then it uploads it to iTunes and a few other podcast sites. So I downloaded the app, and so I've just been going crazy with it. Everything from walking up to the grocery store, shopping for groceries, being on the bus.
You just upload it?
Yeah, you could. Or you get 1 hour each show. You know, each time.
Yeah.
So you could, for instance, you could have an Uber podcast. So for an hour, you could be like, okay, just to let you know, I got my podcast running. We're recording right now. And if you'd like to talk to me about yourself, you can. You don't have to even use your real name right now. So that way, you know, you get to know people. They could be on your podcast. You could go, hey. You know, where are you heading off to? Well, I'm going over to, I'm going out of town to Kansas, you know. Oh, yeah, oh, that's great. And, you know, they might feel free to talk about what they're doing or even promote, because I'm sure you pick up a lot of artists and musicians and stuff like that. That way those people could promote their thing, right? How cool would that be?
That's true,
So my mind has been going crazy with just playing with this, this podcast idea, and so I thought it'd be fun.
Right now,
you're recording? Yeah, I thought it would be fun on our ride up to, because right now you're taking me up to a show.
Yeah.
You're gonna drop me off at my buddy's house, and then I'm going up to a show. I'm in a yacht rock band called Yachtly Crew. I want to give you a card here. This is our band,
and we
play soft rock classics. We play like Hall and Oates, Steely Dan, the good old fashioned soft rock hits that you usually hear in malls or grocery stores, you know?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Or like while you're waiting in the elevator or at the dentist office, you'll hear it, you know, back up there. But that kind of music, that's the kind of music we play. And so we're playing at the Viper Room tonight. Do you know where the Viper Room is? Sunset Strip?
Oh, yeah.
It used to be owned by Johnny Depp, and so lots of great bands have played there through the years. So it's really fun because our band gets to play there once a month. So that's where we're going up tonight, and wow, I just cannot wait. It's always fun to do this once a month. What are some of your interests outside of Uber? What do you like to do? Like, what are some of your passions?
Actually, I have another job. I'm doing, like, web development, freelance.
Freelance of what?
Freelance. It's like doing remotely from online, from the internet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you know all about like the SEO tactics and, you know, how to get things in the search engines and, you know,
designing,
distribute it out
Illustrator,
there?
Illustrator, Photoshop, some coding, open source coding for website.
Oh, that's great.
Some database.
Yeah. You know, there's that website. Have you heard about Fiverr? The website?
Fiverr?
Yeah, it's called Fiverr. I think it's F-I-V.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so everything on there used to be $5, and then people slowly started charging more, you know, for these services. That might be a good way for you to, you know, if you've got all these skills and talents, that might be a good way for you to get your stuff out there even more.
It's not about the stuff. I just build a website, you know.
Oh, you build websites?
Yeah. Some project or something like that. Build the website.
What's your favorite website that you've built so far?
I just built a few for the small businesses, but I just want to, my goal is to just go to Russia. Oh, it's right here.
Oh, wow. Yes. Wow. Snuck up on us, huh? It's good you went to stunt driving school, dude. You got that corner really good. That was good. You just got that. That was awesome. And just see how the wind blew the leaves in. It was very dramatic. It was like some kind of like, it was like we're in a movie or something. Right when you turn the corner, the leaves went, wow.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like someone had cleverly CGI'd that in there for us.
So you have just 1 hour limit for this one, right?
Yeah, 1 hour limit.
That,
you can do
what's going to be happening?
Well, once you do the 1 hour limit, then you can upload it.
Uh-huh.
And then it uploads it to
and then start it again?
To iTunes. Oh, yeah, and then you could have a whole another episode. And then you just have different names for each one.
So each time you have just different name?
Yeah,
you
so
pick
like
some whatever like, you like.
Yeah, for instance, this one is going to end at basically 7 minutes. Bam, I can have that as the whole podcast, or I can save this as one segment and put it together with another segment that I record someplace else, and I could glue them together as long as it's within an hour. So it's really neat. You know, you could have something that's 1 minute, 2 minutes, you know, I mean, heck, you could be driving around, you got some crazy idea for a joker or something, and you go, okay, why did the Uber driver cross the road? Because someone needed to be picked up. You know, you come up with your own jokes. you can do whatever the heck you want, and it's so cool and so much fun, but it's a wonderful way to stretch your artistic, you know, abilities. Heck, it's even a great way to promote your services, too. That's another thing. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You take care.
Here we go.
You take care. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to get my clothes back here. Thank you so much. And if you can, check out some of those Yachtly Crew videos sometime online.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy them. All right, man. You too. Bye. This concludes our quick Uber podcast. From now on, every time it's rolling, every time I'm recording, it's rolling, and I see the numbers counting up. I realize now that when I upload an episode, I sometimes gotta wait a little bit of time for it to upload. So I think I found the hitch in why I've been losing episodes after I know that it's been recording, after I know that I've seen it putting down my information, archiving it for my future self and future generations to come and go. I'm at this place called Le Pain. Isn't that interesting? Quotidien. It's interesting because I just saw Midnight in Paris, and there's all these different signs, all these different, you know, menus. They're French. There's some French names on these things. Tonight, Yachtly Crew will be playing at The Viper, first Friday of every month. Yachtly Crew will be there. Yachtly Crew. Oh my goodness. The
Yes, coffee is delicious. Delicious. Bicyclists just rode by. There's a couple sitting at a table nearby. Fella wearing a pork pie hat. Black girl laughing, reading. I think they're actors. They're reading their written document out loud. All any idea needs is excitement and moving things along. That's all it needs. More excitement, more dreaming, more yes, more so yes, it's interesting that I just saw Midnight in Paris. Here I am in this place. I just ate a Belgian waffle. Delicious. I scarfed it down. They brought it right over. I scarfed it down. It had blueberries, strawberries, a sort of Cinnabon whipped cream product, syrup. The waffle was crispy . It's souped up. The syrup sponged it up. It's interesting. No wonder so many folks bring their laptops to coffee shops, restaurants, and just work on what they're working on. No wonder. There's something just really cool about being surrounded by the various sounds. Being surrounded by the various sounds and Oh yes, please, yes please. Just incredible to be in the midst of it all. I think it's kind of a great way to meditate. All the sounds kind of become an orchestra in its own. Oh, thank you. All the sounds sort of become an orchestra. Idea. I can't remember if I said it or not yesterday. This idea just popped up into my brain. You know, you hear about those folks who are ambulance chasers. They you know, they come upon crime, not crime scenes, well, I guess crime scenes, car accidents, dead, dying people, and so I'm imagining someone reverse engineering a serial killer thing. So Deadpool, of course, on the bus there was a Deadpool sign that just drove past. And then behind me I thought I heard the guy say, I used to draw Salvador Dali, but I don't know if that's the case. What's interesting about the Deadpool thing is that on the way here, Phil dropped me off. Phil, he had to go someplace, but he dropped me off at this place to wait until he gets here and to drink some coffee. And we talk about Deadpool, we talk about superhero movies. Of course, a bus drives past with Deadpool on it. Incredible. The thing I specifically pointed out to him that I really liked was the idea of no pupils. The Deadpool costume has just pure white eyes, no pupils. So, back to this idea. A wannabe serial killer who has just been reading a lot of Jack the Ripper novels. You know, maybe his favorite villain is the Riddler with Batman. He loves the idea of that mastermind mentality, leaving clues, leaving hints for the authorities and or detectives. Leaving clues for the curious bunch out there. And so when he comes across these dead people, these circumstances with folks, you know, lying there dead, there are these instances where he shows up and he leaves like, I don't want to necessarily, you know, okay, let's imagine something like this, how in Twin Peaks, how Bob leaves the letters underneath the fingernails. Something like that. Something similar to that in nature. It could be, who knows, nanotechnology, oh, interesting. Whoa, I just imagine like imagine this scenario where they come across these dead bodies, they inject them with some kind of nanotechnology, however the nanotechnology is also biological in nature, and maybe it flows through the bloodstream, it hatches, maybe they're eggs, it hatches, after they're buried, and the body becomes a host for those eggs that are in there. It grows within the body, and I had this image of it coming out of the mouth like tentacles, pincers, mandible, legs, tentacles. And it digs the body out from under the ground. It chops up the casket, climbs through. So imagine once it gets to the surface and starts walking around, it could just move the body around regular, right? Like it's like remote controlling it. One would think, oh, it hides in the body. However, what's really grotesque to me is the idea of these tentacles and arms and whatnot walking around in the streets and the dead body is upside down. It's almost like it's a hat, like a squid. You know, like when you see the pictures of the squid. It's got the tentacles and whatnot and that thing on top of its head, it looks like a little hat. That would be the body, the upside down body. The mouth is just open. Maybe the tentacles come out of the ears too, maybe? Possibly the eyes? Oh, maybe not the eyes. The eyes remain, so the eyes stay open. Oh, that's good. That's how it moves. That's how it... Maybe the other arms and legs can be used too. That's good. Can more... I wonder if more tails or tentacles or whatnot could actually grow out the fingers even. I don't know if that's a possibility. I'm imagining also the ears. These bodies, so they crawl from underneath the ground. Can those things mate? Why not? Those could, they could. Anything dangerous about them? Or is it mostly like a grotesque thing? Do they grow? Do they continue to grow? Does it eat the body from the inside out kind of thing? Like, is it, you know, basically, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like maybe sort of like parasitic in nature where... So slightly eating the body from the inside out until it's got nothing left to eat. Maybe it's like the caterpillar that kind of eats itself, turns into the butterfly. Yet this thing, would sounds come out of it? Maybe. I'm trying to think if there'd be any sort of, I think sounds would come out of it. Yeah, some kind of sound. Maybe like a, be interesting to find out how that sound would be, how those sounds would be created.
No food today?
So yeah, so that's cool. That idea just came to me from just hanging out here. From just being a part of the ambiance. The ambiance of that point quotidien. Quotidien. I love it. Each and every single one of these people has their own lives. They've got their own program running. They've got their own interests, their own favorite movies, their own favorite books, perhaps, hobbies, passions, talents, all that stuff, daydreams. Isn't that incredible? Just to think about that, each and every one of these people has daydreams. Each one of these people has a dialogue of information that's just turning and turning in their brains. They each have a motor machine that translates the information coming to them via the great unknown. Blippity blips its way through the antenna. Before you know it, it's utilized to create something magnificent. Something magnificent. I'm going to save the third part here for Viper Room. For the, let's say, 20 minutes leading up to Viper Room. So, I shall say sayonara for now. And if you get a chance, check this place out.
I love the remix. Much appreciated.
What you just heard there was a message from Cryptoconomy. Cryptoconomy. So evidently this is recording right now. We're behind the curtain here at Viper Room. We recorded a really good thing when we were at the Rainbow eating pizza. However, it didn't get recorded for some reason. So, good news is, this moment is being recorded. This is such an honor. We just also heard that the Anaheim House of Blues, they want us to play their big room, their biggest room. Last time we played the Parish Room, which was like the second, you know, the middle one. So, it's very, very exciting. The wonderful folks from Fire Tiger are out there in the audience. All right.
Can I bring my shandy bag up?
This is going to be a great show. I can tell. I can feel the vibes. Rocking and rolling. I know it's going to be good. Okay, folks, I'm going to strain my microphone here, get ready for the other guys to arrive, and have a fun show. Talk to you more later. Sayonara.